When violence erupts, the seconds that follow decide everything. A confident stance, a well-timed strike, and the ability to move under pressure can mean the difference between walking away safe or ending up in a hospital. For anyone serious about personal protection, choosing the right martial art matters. This article continues our series evaluating 11 combat disciplines from a practical, no-nonsense self-defense angle. Today we put kickboxing under the microscope. We trace its roots, break down its core techniques, and honestly assess how well it holds up in a real fight on the street. Then we place it within our ranking of the 11 arts so you can decide whether it belongs in your personal defense toolkit. Kickboxing is one of the most popular striking arts in the world, but popularity does not always equal practicality. Let us find out where it truly stands. Origins and evolution of kickboxing. Kickboxing as we know it took shape during the 1960s and 1970s, born from a mix of cultures and fighting traditions. Its story begins in Japan, where karate practitioners wanted a more full contact way to test their skills. Traditional karate matches often stopped strikes just short of contact, which frustrated fighters who wanted to prove their techniques worked under real pressure. Promoters and martial artists began blending the powerful kicks of karate with the hand strikes and footwork of Western boxing. One key figure was Osamu Noguchi, a Japanese boxing promoter who studied Muay Thai in Thailand and helped create a hybrid sport in the mid-1960s. Around the same time, American martial artists like Joe Louis, Bill Wallace, and Chuck Norris were developing what became known as American kickboxing during the 1970s. This version combined karate strikes with boxing gloves and ring rules, giving audiences an exciting new spectator sport. Muay Thai, often called the art of eight limbs, added its influence through knees, elbows, and devastating leg kicks. Over time, different styles emerged, including full contact karate, American kickboxing, and Japanese K-1 style, which allowed a wider range of techniques. The K-1 organization, launched in 1993, brought international attention and produced legendary champions who fought in front of massive crowds. That variety matters more than it first appears. Kickboxing is not one thing. What is legal in a K-1 ring is not legal in an American kickboxing ring, and what a given gym drills depends entirely on which rule set it trains toward. Some allow knees. Almost none allow elbows. Nearly all limit the clinch to a moment before the referee separates you. Keep this in mind when we get to the ranking, because a rule that limits the clinch is a rule that quietly deletes an entire range of combat from your training. As the sport grew, organizations formed to set rules and sanction bouts. Groups like the World Kickboxing Association and the International Sport Karate Association help standardize competition. Today, kickboxing is practiced worldwide both as a competitive sport and as a fitness and self-defense system. Modern gyms teach it for conditioning, confidence, and practical striking. Its blend of punches and kicks makes it accessible to newcomers while still offering depth for serious fighters. Core principles and signature techniques. At its heart, kickboxing is a striking art built around efficiency, power, and movement. Unlike grappling styles that focus on takedowns and submissions, kickboxing keeps the fight standing and emphasizes hitting your opponent with clean, powerful strikes while avoiding getting hit yourself. Stance and footwork. Everything starts with the stance. A fighter stands with feet shoulder-width apart, one foot slightly forward, knees soft, and weight balanced. This position allows quick movement in any direction. Good footwork is the foundation of the art. Fighters learn to move in and out of range, circle away from danger, and cut off angles. Staying light on the feet lets a fighter close distance to attack or retreat to safety in an instant. Guard and distance. The guard protects the head and body. Hands stay up near the chin, elbows tucked to shield the ribs. Managing distance is critical. A skilled kickboxer knows the exact range where their strikes land, but their opponents do not. This sense of timing and spacing separates trained fighters from beginners. Signature strikes. Kickboxing uses a full arsenal of standing weapons. The jab is a quick, straight punch used to measure distance and set up bigger shots. The cross is a powerful rear hand punch thrown straight down the middle. Hooks curve in from the side to catch the jaw or ribs. From the legs come the roundhouse kick, a whipping strike that can target the legs, body, or head, and the front kick, used to push opponents away or drive into the midsection. Depending on the rule set your gym trains, knee strikes may deliver close range power in tight situations. What ties it all together is combination striking. Fighters chain punches and kicks into fluid sequences, overwhelming opponents with volume and angles. Conditioning plays a huge role too. Rounds are exhausting, so cardio, strength, and mental toughness are trained hard. Timing, the ability to strike at the right moment, turns raw technique into effective offense. Real-world self-defense effectiveness. Kickboxing brings serious strengths to a self-defense situation. First and foremost is striking power. A trained kickboxer can throw punches and kicks with enough force to end a confrontation quickly. Many real attacks happen fast and up close, and the ability to land a solid cross or knee can drop an aggressor before things escalate. Conditioning is another major advantage. Regular training builds endurance, strength, and the ability to stay calm and act under fatigue. In a violent encounter, adrenaline drains energy quickly. A conditioned fighter keeps moving and thinking when an untrained person would panic and gas out. Footwork matters more than people realize. Being able to move away from a threat, create space, and avoid getting cornered can keep you safe long enough to escape. Perhaps the biggest benefit is confidence rooted in real practice. Kickboxers spar regularly and hard, which means they know what it feels like to be hit and to hit back. This is not a small thing. It is the single most reliable predictor of whether a person functions or freezes when violence arrives, and kickboxing delivers it in abundance. Several arts ranked below kickboxing on this list never give their students that experience at all. Where IT falls short. Kickboxing is not a complete self-defense system, and honesty demands we address its gaps. The most glaring weakness is the lack of ground fighting. Many real assaults end up on the ground, whether through a tackle, a slip, or a grapple. A kickboxer with no grappling knowledge can find himself helpless once taken down. Closely related, and less obvious, is the clinch. Most kickboxing rule sets break the clinch almost immediately, which means kickboxers rarely learn to fight there. That is a problem, because a real assault does not have a referee to separate you when an attacker grabs your shirt. The range where most street violence actually lives is the one range kickboxing trains least. Weapon defense is another blind spot. Kickboxing assumes an unarmed opponent, so it provides no training against knives, clubs, or firearms. On the street, weapons are a real threat, and striking alone will not solve that problem. Sport habits can also work against you. In competition, there are rules, gloves, referees, and a controlled space. A fighter trained only for the ring might instinctively fight fair, ignore multiple attackers, or hesitate to use the tactics that matter in a survival situation. And there is the hand. Gloves exist because the human hand breaks on skulls. A clean bare knuckle cross can end a fight and cost you a hand at the same time, where kickboxing ranks among the 11. Among the 11 martial arts we evaluate for self-defense, kickboxing ranks 6th. That is a strong, honest placement for an art that only covers one phase of a fight. What earns it is the quality of that coverage and the way it is trained. Kickboxers hit hard, move well, and get hit weakly by people who mean it. Against boxing. Boxing sits one place above kickboxing, which surprises people. Kickboxing does everything boxing does and adds legs. How does the smaller toolkit win? Because boxing does the shared part better, and the shared part is the part you will use. A kickboxer splits his training hours across hands and legs. A boxer spends all of them on hands, and the difference shows in head movement, counter timing, and the precision of the footwork. Under a real adrenaline dump, you will not throw the technique you know. You will throw the technique you have thrown 10,000 times. Kicks add range and options, and they are genuinely useful. They also lift a leg off the ground, on concrete, in the dark, in shoes you did not select for kicking. Boxing wins this one on depth. It is close, and the kickboxer who has drilled his low kick to the same standard as his cross may well disagree. Against judo. Judo sits one place below kickboxing, and the reason is where fights begin. A fight starts at striking range. It always does. Nobody has ever been thrown by someone who was not first standing near them, and getting near a competent kickboxer is expensive. Judo has no answer at all to the first punch, and there is always a first punch. What judo offers in exchange is what happens if that punch misses and the two of you collide. A kickboxer in the clinch is out of his depth. A judoka in the clinch is exactly where he trains to be. This is not a comfortable trade for kickboxing, and it is the clearest argument for why a striker should learn to grapple. The art that owns the opening moment gets the higher spot, but the opening moment does not last long. Against Krav Maga. Krav Maga sits at the top of our ranking, and it beats kickboxing on the things kickboxing refuses to think about. Weapons. Multiple attackers. Escape. The tactics that a rule set forbids and a parking lot rewards. But this comparison runs both directions, and the return trip is worth taking. Many Krav Maga schools rely on demonstration and drilling rather than live resistance. Their students know the correct response to a knife. Kickboxers know something more fundamental, which is what happens to them personally when a determined adult tries to hurt them, and that they do not fall apart. Krav Maga answers questions kickboxing ignores. Kickboxing answers a question some Krav Maga schools only pretend to. Where IT lands? Kickboxing earns sixth. It sits below the arts that either cover more ranges or cover them with more depth, and comfortably above the arts that lack full contact training entirely. It is best suited for people who want a highly effective, hard-hitting striking base built through realistic sparring. It is ideal for those who value fitness alongside self-defense and who plan to combine it with a grappling art for complete coverage. For a survivalist committed to being fully prepared, kickboxing forms a powerful piece of the puzzle, just not the whole picture. Where mixed martial arts fits. No single martial art covers every range of a real attack. Kickboxing gives you a complete striking game from fist to feet. What it does not give you is the clinch, the elbows, the knees, and the ground. An attacker does not care which discipline you chose. A real altercation moves between striking range, clinch range, and the ground without asking permission. This is the reason the most capable defenders cross-train. Mixed martial arts is not a 12th style competing with the 11th for a spot on our list. It is the recognition that these arts were never meant to be exclusive choices. Kickboxing is one of the most common striking bases in mixed competition, and the reason is simple. It brings hands, kicks, and sparring experience to a curriculum that supplies everything it is missing. We do not rank mixed martial arts, because ranking it against kickboxing would be like ranking a toolbox against a very good pair of pliers. Choose the art that fits your body, your schedule, and the school you can actually get to. Build a foundation. Then start filling the gaps. Kickboxing delivers real striking power, sharp footwork, and the priceless experience of training under pressure. Those qualities make it one of the more practical martial arts for defending yourself against a sudden attack. Its weaknesses are equally real, especially the missing ground game, the untrained clinch, and the absence of weapon defense. Treat it as a strong foundation rather than a complete solution. Pair it with grappling skills, situational awareness, and a solid escape plan, and you build a well-rounded defense strategy. For anyone serious about being fully prepared, kickboxing earns its place in the training rotation. Train hard, stay honest about the gaps, and never stop learning. Your safety depends on the effort you put in today.